How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thanks for the invitation. What do you think of my mask?
I see it.
I think
stylish.
It's great.
There you go. So,
very sharp.
You know, it's kind of intimidating to wear a mask. It's kind of interesting. There's a lot of social pressure. So as you get out there, get over it, because we're all practicing now to, you know, we're doing the social distancing, and we have this testing center. So it's getting very exciting. We're almost ready to open up, but if we open up and things go crazy again, we will get closed down. And so everybody needs to be practicing their social distancing, wearing the mask, behaving so that we don't get shut down again. I don't think anybody loves, you know, staying at home or sheltering in place.
We have had limited numbers of testing as well as cases in Shasta County. Is that due to just the lack of testing? Or?
Well, it's getting better and better. And, of course, with this new testing center at Hilltop, we've been doing about 10 a day. But we're picking the people who are sick, people who have symptoms. And I'm still surprised at the number of people who don't test positive, but that's what we need to know. We need to know that they're okay. We just had another case. I don't have any details on that. But all of their friends and family are going to have to hunker down too until they know whether or not they're positive or not. And that's where we've had a little bit more trouble with the testing. We can find the positive person, but to test all of their, to do the tracing and test all of those other people to see if they're positive has been more difficult, because you can imagine how many people you come in contact in a day if you're misbehaving.
Well, do you think that it's much more widespread than the numbers are indicating in the stories?
I think we're okay here in Reading, because our hospitals aren't filling up with patients.
And that seems to be the big thing, is that people were worried the hospitals would be overrun at some point, but
right.
That hasn't happened.
Right. And as we start testing more, we are going to find more people, so the numbers are going to go up. And that can be a little misleading. I mean, it gets more real, I guess, that it's out there. But the real problem is when people get sick enough to get in the hospital. We don't have a lot. It's funny how we have so many cases and we don't have a lot of details. But I think how badly you're exposed has something to do with how sick you get.
Mm.
So if we social distance and just partially get exposed, maybe we don't get as sick with this and we stay out of the hospital. That's the key thing. We don't want people... Once you're in the hospital, the statistics don't look very good.
Yeah, they've only had several, not very many hospitalizations actually here. I know they had set up the Civic Center as a COVID area.
Right, right. And they're going to leave that set up for quite some time. Everybody is trying to guess what's going to happen next. And that's paradoxical, because if we behave, if we're careful, we wash our hands, and do all the things that are recommended, then none of this will be needed, and people go, gosh, we did all that for nothing. But that's what we want. We want it to stay empty. We don't want to be New York, where everyone knows somebody that's died of this virus.
Now, I guess that's always kind of part of the problem, is when things are good, everyone thinks, well, what was the point of all that? And it's like, well, this was the point of all of that.
That's exactly right. It's kind of funny, and the politicians will grab onto that, and you know, all the predictions keep changing, and it's all about how we behave. I'm a little nervous about the beach scene last week down in Southern California, because that is already a hot spot for us. I'm a little nervous that the governor's going to delay our petition because of all of California, so we'll suffer again once again because of Southern California. But We want to practice now in our area so that when we do open up, we don't have a setback. If we have a setback, everybody's going to have to go home again, and we don't want that.
If you do have a call, we can take calls.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For Dr. Pierce, 221-1402, if there's something you want to ask about. Quick question on the masks. Now, the idea of the mask, is it to protect you or to protect others
from you? It's to protect others from me, yes.
From you.
It keeps me from... The droplets that come out of my mouth when I'm talking here are not going across the room and exposing you as much. It's not perfect, but it's better. There was some evidence that, of course, it comes out of China, that this does aerosolize a little bit under certain circumstances. And they've seen patterns in airplanes, and they've seen patterns in restaurants that suggest the same thing if you're underneath an air conditioner vent and such. So it isn't too bad that way, but it still is a good thing to wear a mask when you're out and about. Protect your friends. It's a really showing a sign of respect to your friends.
KQMS News Time is 8:42. We have Dr. Mark Pierce in the studio. Good morning. You're on KQMS.
Good morning.
What's your question?
Yes, I'm wondering if there's a lot of anxiety with over stimulation with all of this news. If you can become so saturated with this news on like a 24-hour basis.
Yeah, they really do. They really do hit all the news channels. You can get overloaded with all of the information.
The stress level is up. There's just no doubt about it. And I'm sure that, you know, that's the other side of this equation. We want to be able to get back into the new normal as soon as possible. Staying at home, not being able to meet your friends, family. It's been very difficult for all of us. And then hearing the carnage on the news is bad. I watch the statistics every day and get my hopes up, then dashed, and now they're up again. Let's keep
it. It's such a fluid situation. I mean, every single day is different information.
That's right. That's right.
Well, thank you for your insight into that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you have a good day. Thanks.
Yeah, it is. It can all be very, very stressful.
Now, do you think overall, statewide, California is doing pretty good with the social distancing? Because I know, like, the Bay Area, their number of cases is not as high as some of the other places that are, like really urban areas.
I think we have done well. We were early, and even before we've officially sheltered in place, we were starting to ease into it. You know, they started putting more, first the big gatherings, the big events were canceled, and then the restaurants were spread out, and then they were, you know, canceled. So we kind of eased into it, and I think we've done a good job. Yeah.
So when does the testing start at Shasta College?
It starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and the healthcare workers are the ones that are getting tested
first. The healthcare workers have a priority. We're going to call and get all our employees scheduled to go out and experience a test. I always laugh in healthcare, you know, when you're a medical student, the first thing they do is practice drawing blood, and you go, who am I going to draw the blood on? Well, your partner. So we'll have the nasal swab as well, so we'll know exactly what we've been dishing out at Hilltop.
And how long does it take to get results back on these tests that we've got now?
You know, that's the missing piece of information. I still think it's a day or two with this high, you know, number out at the college. I think it's going to still be a day or two, but I haven't been able to get that piece of information.
Yeah, I know that both hospitals had some rapid testing available.
That's correct. They can have results in 15-20 minutes. Yeah.
How do you think this will go as far as that? Do you think we'll see a high number of healthcare workers test positive or negative?
It's a guess. You know, the people working directly with the people who have the virus are going to be the highest risk population. And I think we just need to know the answer so that those people can stay home. You know, as a human race is pretty good at making things go extinct. And we really want this virus to go extinct. So let's snuff it out and let it go. The other ones are gone for the most part. And this is so widespread, it's not really practical to think of it that way. But I always am optimistic.
We do have a caller on the line. Good morning. You're on KQMS. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Diana. I have a question about the masks that our governor bought from China. It's paranoia or whatever it is. They don't like us anyway, but, you know, why of all countries that country? And aren't people making masks here in America?
I think early on there was, let's get a mask from anybody we can get a mask.
Yeah, there was such a shortage of the masks. And they're N95, so they're really, they're very good masks. They trap a lot of particles, right?
Absolutely. Those do protect the person that's wearing them. They're more airtight, and they have a tighter filter. So they're more miserable, but they do work better. And early on at our clinic, we were reusing the mask for several days to avoid running out. So, and that's, as you might guess, not a pleasant thing.
On the masks, is there a way to actually clean them? I mean, if you're wearing them all day long, I mean, because you don't want to put water on them or anything, do you?
That's an unknown. You know, you would think that the cleaning materials, the alcohol, would make the mask deteriorate a little bit. So people have been using coverings over the top of the mask. So we've been putting like this mask over the top of the other and reusing them. But I have sprayed mine down with alcohol. It seems to work fine, but I don't know if it's less effective or not. But that's why we'll take any mask that you'll give us here now. And after all this is done, we will have a warehouse somewhere in the United States that's ready for the next one, right, I think, yeah. You know.
Well, what's your feeling as far as, because obviously kind of what she was getting at was sort of the nervousness of something coming from China where it originated. And how do you feel about things coming in the mail or showing up? And do you feel like they're safe?
Well, masks themselves can be sterilized. They're not living tissue. There are ways to make sure a mask is safe. Packages, there's a very small chance, but it's not zero, that you could touch a package that somebody else has touched. The longer it sits, the better. Everybody's talking about UV light, sitting it out in sun. I can't imagine that that's good for it, but nobody knows how long. So we've been wiping our packages down a little bit and being careful. Washing our hands after, that's probably the most important thing. Wash your hands.
Mm-hmm. Or you go out to the store or go out in public, come back and wash your hands immediately.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And I know we have hand sanitizer. I squirt some in my hand.
I see it right
here. Several times a day, yeah.
Yeah. And the idea behind it, of course, is not wash your hands before so you don't touch your face after you've touched. Because everybody gets, why can't I touch my face? And it's like, because you've got it on your hands if you're not washing your hands well enough and your face has your mouth and your nostrils and your eyes that it can get through.
This is part of the learning process. If you've got an itch, wash your hands, itch your face, and you just get into the habit. It's a habit. It takes a while to develop it.
And we do have another caller online. Good morning. You're on KQMS. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Marcia. Hey, so my question for Dr. Pierce, it really focuses on the antibody testing. And at what point do you think we're going to get to a place where antibody testing is going to be as readily available as the actual COVID-19 testing when that becomes readily available? That's the first part. The second part of the question is, do we have any more new information about how much immunity someone can actually garner from having an active infection?
The only information we have about immunity is with other coronaviruses, and that information says that it takes a couple of years for our immunity to wane, and then we can get it again. Mm-hmm. So a vaccine is still going to be a very important component of this, and yet all of these things are so far off, it's hard to get too excited about them. They have to develop it, test it, and get it ready, and as you know, our flu vaccine is very helpful, but it's not 100%. So there's a lot of unknowns, and this raises our anxiety level, like the other caller was saying. Now I'm going to forget the first part of your question there.
Well, it's over the antibody testing, which would let you know whether you've had it or not already.
Yeah, I think big warnings there, because people who have actually had the infection or tested sometimes have very low antibody titers. Some have high antibody titers. I don't know how protective that is, and so we don't want people to be falsely assured that they've got, that they can take off the mask and walk around and be okay. So I think it's more to help us understand how the virus is spreading through a community, so researchers will definitely use the antibody testing.
So unfortunately, it's probably not going to be a chicken pox thing where, good, we've got it, so we'll never get it again.
That's exactly. I mean, time will tell, but with other coronaviruses, the immunity wanes in about 2 years.
Do you think this could be something that's seasonal? Do you think we'll get another wave of this in the fall?
I think so, because we won't have developed herd immunity then. Mm-hmm. And somewhere, someplace in our country, people are going to misbehave and it's going to flare back up. But with everything so suppressed, I don't think it'll be as rampant spread through our country. I think with this testing, we can probably find it a little bit earlier. It's important to keep your contacts to a minimum. Again, this person who was just tested, she's positive. you immediately need to know who she's been around. And if she's been around all over the place, you won't be able to stop the virus from spreading. If she's been kind of keeping herself to 8 or 9 or 10 people, then all of those people will be affected. They'll either have to stay home or be tested. And thank goodness now, next week, they can be tested instead of having to be quarantined for such a long period of time. But the test and trace is the phase that we're in, and we want to convince the governor that we're doing a good job, so he'll give us the green light to move on to phase two and get some of these businesses back up and running.
Because I know he has four phases that he's laid out.
That's right. That's right. And it's hard for me too. I went to get my car washed the other day and it was closed. And I'm thinking, how dangerous would it be to have the guy, and I could give the ticket out the window. So a lot of businesses could definitely open safely, but we're all trying to do this as a community and share the pain. So, yeah. And so we're all trying to behave and do what's right. But hopefully there will be some changes here pretty quickly. And I kind of like the county by county. There are some counties in California that just have not been affected that much. And if they have the testing capability, they could test and trace.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because in some of the more rural communities, I mean, farming is sort of a socially distant occupation in
right,
the first place.
Right, right.
To where you're not too close to anybody else if you're out there in a combine. So
that brings up the other topic. If you do leave your area for an emergency or something that just cannot be avoided, when you come back, get tested. Mm. You know, when you come back, stay at home for a couple of days because you want to make sure that whatever you were exposed to has had some time to catch hold. And if it has catch hold, you need to know. So test yourself when you leave and come home.
We are just about out of time. We have been talking with Dr. Mark Pierce this morning. Any closing thoughts?
Just that, at our clinics, we've been trying to be very careful. We're going to get all of our people tested. So you can come to our clinics. Call us first because we're not letting people stay in the waiting room. But give us a call. And we don't want people neglecting their other healthcare problems. Mm. You know, don't let your blood pressure go up. You don't want to have to go to the hospital with damage to your heart or a stroke. So take care of yourself and don't let those things go as well.
Yeah, don't let your prescriptions lag and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Be sure you stay on top of it. Yeah.
KQMS News Time is 8:55. We'll be back tomorrow.